Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. I'd like to speak with you about something I call the law of association. Did you know that you become like those with whom you associate? You pick up on their moods, attitudes, gestures, mannerisms. We become like those with whom we associate. Now, this is also true of children. That's why parents need to be aware of who their child is spending time with, not just the name of the person, but how that person behaves, the emotional patterns demonstrated by that person. But you also are being influenced by the people that you spend time with. And if there are certain things in life that you want to accomplish, you need to be spending time with people whose behavior and attitudes are consistent with what you're trying to accomplish. When you associate with someone who is feeling angry, you begin to pick up on that person's pattern. That becomes your pattern. You adopt it. The more time you spend with the person, the more like that person you become, and the more time you stay like that person. In life, we achieve the results that we work on. The results in your life are an exact reflection of how you have been functioning. Spending time with someone means that you are going to begin attracting to you, creating results similar to the results that they are getting. You're going to be attracting conditions similar to the kinds of things that have been happening to them. So you have to be very careful and discriminating as to who you spend time with. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to judge someone in a negative way, think of them as inferior or inadequate because you don't feel aligned with them, but it does mean that you need to let go of people who are not functioning in ways that you want to function, and then pursue relationships with individuals who seem to be functioning in ways consistent with the way you want to function. You really don't have to put too much effort into pursuing relationships. You have to put a little bit of effort into that, into pursuing and building and nurturing relationships. But you'll find that you pretty much naturally attract people to you who are like you. One of the ways of finding yourself in relationships with people who are more accomplished, more positive, more powerful, is to work on yourself. And essentially what that means is working on your self-development. As you do that, you'll find you automatically, naturally attract to you people who are somewhat on your level in the areas that you are focusing on. But you do also have to put out some effort to find people to connect with. And the connections that you make connect you to your fate. We often get caught in our comfort zone. If you make an effort to meet new people, you might go to a gathering and not know anybody. You obviously feel uncomfortable in that gathering. But in order to make new connections, to expand your relationship base, you need to go a little bit beyond your comfort zone. If you go too far out or spend too much time outside your comfort zone, you're going to feel demoralized. You can only do that to a certain extent, sort of putting yourself out there to be available to making connections with new people. Choose where you go to connect with people, where people are gathered who are moving in a direction in their lives similar to the direction you want to move in. When you get into a relationship with someone who is aligned with one of your interests, what happens is you empower one another through your connection. And you can easily experience this for yourself just by noticing how you feel when you're with someone that you are in sync with. Someone who has similar values to you or is going toward a similar goal or has developed talents or abilities that you respect or admire, you find that when you're with that person, you feel somewhat energized. It's like when you learn a musical instrument and the teacher performs for you. You'll find that you can then go and sit at that instrument, let's say a piano, and play just a little bit better automatically without even any effort. It's almost like some of that skill has rubbed off on you. And human beings are contagious. We rub off on each other. Be very selective of who you're spending time with and pay attention to what that person is actually working on, what that person is accomplishing, what that person is wanting to accomplish, how that person lives. And that gives you a sense of how much time you want to spend with that person, how close you want to get to that person. You have to be particularly careful of who you spend time with when you're feeling tired or run down, because that's when you're most receptive to whatever another person is sending out, to their patterns. Here's an aspect of the law of association that most of us don't pay enough attention to. And this is the level of mental association. Who are the people you're hanging out with in your head? When you're thinking about a person, you are actually with that person's patterns. When you're thinking about someone, what they're doing or their behavior, maybe they seem narrow-minded or petty or manipulative. What's happening is, as you're thinking about that person, you're basically spending time with that personality, and you're becoming like the person you're thinking about, and you therefore begin achieving results similar to what that person is getting, and those results may not be what you're really looking for in life. And you're headed on that same journey. You're headed toward that same goal. To the extent that you spend time with that person, you not only pick up upon their patterns, you pick up their destiny. When you're thinking of someone, if you have some resentment, that guarantees that you, in that moment, you're thinking about a pattern, a behavior that you don't want to engage in. You don't want to be petty. You don't want to be negative or manipulative or depressed. Whatever it is about that person that you find disturbing, that's causing you to feel angry with that person, you're taking on the very same pattern. That means you're going to become angry at yourself because you're going to become like that person. You have to be aware of who you're thinking about and who you're speaking about, because speaking is thinking out loud. Whoever you're talking about, that's the person you're becoming like. So think about that the next time that someone is talking to you about someone they don't like or someone they disapprove of, someone they have lost respect for. That person, in the moment that they are talking to you that way of that other person, they're becoming the person they hate. They are setting themselves up, and you can absolutely guarantee that they will begin demonstrating behaviors and results similar to the person they don't care for. Watch internally who you're thinking about. This law of association, which basically states that you become like those you spend time with and you achieve what they're achieving, you lose what they're losing, you attract the destiny and the people that they're attracting into their lives. So you have to be very careful of who you talk about. Every person has some strengths. There's something that you can find within every person that you can admire. Every single person, no matter how horrible that person is, you can find, if you look for it, qualities that that person demonstrates that you admire. You don't have to eliminate people from your mind. What you have to do is, if you want to use this law of association to take you closer to your goals, to support you in your mission, to help you to fulfill your purpose, the only thing to talk about when it comes to talking about another person are qualities in that person that you admire. When you're thinking of someone, if you find yourself thinking of some way that this person hurt you, maybe they borrowed money from you and never paid you back, and you feel resentful of that, you have to realize that you are going to be bad with money as a result of your thinking of that person's poor financial pattern. And you're going to attract the same negative results that that person is. So If you want to talk about that person, talk about how charming they can be at parties or what a nice dresser they are, whatever it is that they do right. Fine. Think about that. Talk about that. Hang out with that. That'll help you. It'll help you to be more of that quality. Think of the people in your life in ways that express the person you want to be, because whoever you're thinking about, you're hanging out with. Now, here's another really important aspect to this most powerful law of association, and that is how you think about yourself. When you think of yourself in a derogatory manner, when you think about yourself being someone you don't want to be, poor, stupid, inferior, inadequate, unhealthy, however you think of yourself is the person you're hanging out with. That's the self you're hanging out with. And so if you have a habit of thinking about yourself in inferior positions, comparing yourself to other people, you're thinking about yourself doing poorly, and it's the way you're thinking about yourself that's going to cause you to become the self you're thinking about. So you see, whether you're thinking about yourself or thinking about another person, you're becoming like the self you're thinking about. This requires a reversal in our thinking, because we usually believe that I have to think about myself based upon my performance, based upon what I'm observing. I have to think about myself in a difficult or undesirable economic situation because I'm in one. But no, you have to let that thought go. You have to be thinking about succeeding. What kind of a person do you want to be? That's the person you want to see in your mind. What you think about, you bring about. Who you think about, you become. Also, be aware of the conditions you're thinking about. Whatever you associate yourself with in your mind, you're using the law of association to manifest in your life. Now, in order to apply the law of association for our benefit, it requires slowing down in daily living. You can't be rushing around and have any idea of the quality of your thoughts. You can't be selective as to who you're thinking about, who you're thinking of yourself to be, the conditions you're thinking about. You become your own worst enemy. To practice the law of association, you need to slow down and pay very deep, close attention so that you can be selective as to whom you associate with in the physical world and in your mind, and also who you're speaking about, and also who you're listening about, who you're hearing about. If you're listening to someone talking about another person as a lowlife, you are going to become more like the way that person is being spoken about. If someone's saying, oh, so-and-so is so dishonest, she's such a liar, you are becoming more dishonest. You are going to be feeling more drawn into dishonest forms of self-expression and the results, the negative consequences that that brings upon you. Notice what you're watching on television. Are you watching situations that you want replicated in your own life? Because the images that you associate with have an impact on you. Ask yourself before you engage with someone, what are the qualities that this person demonstrates that I would like to replicate or learn from or have nurtured within myself? If you're finding that you are in a relationship with someone and that person is demonstrating qualities that you don't want to replicate, then you need to begin to allow some space between you and that person. All people demonstrate strengths and weaknesses. Our abilities go up and down. If you're in a relationship with someone who seems down today, engage as little as possible. Let's say you're married and you find your mate conducting himself in a manner that you don't want to replicate, demonstrating patterns that you think will ultimately get you into some kind of trouble. Maybe he's disorganized or spendthrift, and you know that you don't want that pattern. Now look at how subtle this is. If you resent him for that pattern, if you resent someone that you're in a relationship with because of their patterns that you don't want to replicate, you are actually holding on to those patterns. So you have to not just let go allow some space between you and someone physically, but also let go of that person mentally. That really means forgiveness. You're letting go of what they're doing that you don't like. You're mentally letting go. And that takes practice and presence. Every time a negative thought occurs to you, you have to let it go again and again and again. And you have to be aware enough to recognize that you're engaging in negative thought or negative speech, or that you're connected with someone who is demonstrating a pattern that you don't want. The law of association is a great source of power if you'll use it to let go of the patterns that you don't want, the patterns that are producing a destiny you don't want to live in, and start aligning yourself and connecting with, engaging, associating with people, both physically and mentally, who are demonstrating behaviors, attitudes, and accomplishments that are aligned with where you want to go in your life. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and for more information about my work, check out my website at boblancer.com. That's boblancer.com. You can email me at bob@boblancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043. For your own personal breakthrough on issues relating to parenting, marriage, and life guidance, would you like to receive my direct assistance in implementing the insights and approaches you hear on this show? Call, email me, or go to boblancer.com to schedule a private professional consultation with me at my Atlanta, Georgia headquarters at Atlanta Unity. You can also attend my monthly seminars on raising our children and ourselves that I present there, as well as my free, informal monthly wisdom sessions to uplift and empower your group, association, business, school, or organization at your location anywhere in the world. Schedule me to present my enlightening and inspiring seminars or keynotes on such topics as parenting, positive child behavior management for teachers, overcoming self-defeating emotions and mindsets, team building, and achieving spectacular goals with life balance. Go to boblancer.com for more information. And go to boblancer.com for an abundance of my free Lancer's Answers in the form of articles and videos that you can view right there online, as well as a comprehensive list of my CD recordings available for purchase. And be sure to look for my life-changing books available at your favorite bookstore and at boblancer.com, including Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Until next time, this is Bob Lancer asking you to please tell your friends to tune in next week at this same time, same station, over the radio and online for more of Bob Lancer's answers to the challenges of raising our children and ourselves. And please send anyone you know who can use some enlightenment and upliftment to boblancer.com. Until we meet again, may your life be blessed with peace and love and the light of wise solutions that really work.